I'm David Brancaccio in New York. One winner of today's Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences is a familiar name to our listeners, Ben Bernanke, who was head of the Federal Reserve when Wall Street giant Lehman Brothers went bust back in 2008, and Douglas Diamond at the University of Chicago and Philip Dybvig, Washington University, St. Louis. Their work involves bank runs and the power of deposit insurance and what's called moral hazard when people take bigger risks because they know there will be a bailout. Let's consult Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell.
They studied things like the Great Depression and financial crises, and what the Nobel Committee is highlighting them for is that their research not only helped us understand financial crises, but the kind of regulation that prevents a recession from turning into another Great Depression.
I mean, it had been often remarked at the time of the 2008-9 mess that Ben Bernanke, with his academic background, was perhaps the person you did want running our central bank during this time of crisis. But what was the deal? In the 1920s, bank runs, but then we had deposit insurance. So perhaps many other academics would be like, well, what's more to study?
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why it sort of faded into the background. But, you know, if you look at banks, these are very complex institutions. They're taking money from savers. They're lending it out to borrowers. And trust is incredibly important. And it does turn out in a modern economy, even with deposit insurance, you can have an equivalent of a bank run. And one of the things Douglas Diamond, there during the press conference, said, you know, right now the banks are really strong because of the regulations that were enacted after 2008, 2009, and because of recent memories. But the fundamental problem when you're taking in short-term deposits and you're lending out long, that is something that many financial institutions can do. So at a period of surprise called inflation, at a period of rising interest rates, you can't relax. You need to be wary.
Right. Because what is a bank run? A bank run is worry on the part of too many depositors that the other guy's going to take his or her money out and that you better get in there first. And when that happens, it feeds on itself. And that's what they were very interested in fully understanding.
If you look what happened in Britain recently that you covered with the plunge in the gilts and the British Central Bank having to come in and support that market, it was the equivalent of a market run on the gilt system.
Right. Those gilts, British government bonds, spooked by the notion of a bunch of extra borrowing by the new British government. And that was really just a couple weeks ago. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul, thank you for helping us with this on short notice.
Thanks a lot.